This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now it's 7 after the hour. Time for your official recap of the hot hits in talk radio, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com, where Talkers Radio, Talkers Television is. You can update yourself on the up-close and personal, I do that all the time, up-close and far-out podcast that Michael Harrison has produced this week as well. But the main reason for us being here is to review the top 10 stories as the researchers at Talkers Magazine have gotten a focus down to the nitty-gritty with these stories. They do it every week, and the people being discussed as well as part of some of these stories. So let's get Michael Harrison in here, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with that list. Michael?
Yeah, it sounds like that old song, getting down to the real nitty-gritty. This has been a nitty-gritty week indeed. What a week. Oh, my. At number 10, we have our usual sports action. We have NBA action, and the Costas NFL prediction. Bob Costas got some attention, although I'm personally not quite sure what that's about. But
it's about the end of the road for football. See, he predicted that the NFL will be done. They're over, finished, cooked.
That's a heck of that's a big leap. That's an awful. There are an awful lot of people out there. Hey, if they were finished, I'd go out and invest every penny I have in starting a football league because I think there's a hunger for football.
Well, the prediction, prediction is that it'll be gaming. It'll be it'll all be online, and it'll be the NFL will own and control these, I don't want to say fake, I don't know what the right word is, but not real human players. They'll have it all done with the gaming boards and experience that now is human will be artificial. But yet
if artificial intelligence and virtual reality takes the NFL to such a state, I think it's going to be affecting more than just the NFL.
Oh, of course. Yeah. I think that's a big story. We could spend a whole hour talking about that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Virtual reality and artificial intelligence, an amazing combination, is going to change our lives. I don't know how much our specific lives. I think
they're going to find people who can talk with each other like we can.
Yeah. How do you know? How do you know that I'm really me? I might already be one of these test computers that they're trying out on you. Yeah, you never know.
My God.
You could talk to Siri or Alexa or whoever the heck these people are and go to a certain point where you don't even realize that it's a fake person, and I find myself not pushing it too far because I actually have this weird feeling, and I laugh about it because I know it's completely irrational, but I don't want Siri to get angry at me. Yeah. when I don't go
the
way she
says.
She's
got a big brother, is that what you're suggesting?
No, when I don't go the, you know, sometimes she says take a left.
Brother.
You've had the experience with the GPS. You know they're wrong. And I hope Siri doesn't say, well, listen, if you're going to just do it your way, you don't need me, so turn me off.
I turn the voice off. I call the voice in my car Nigel because I drive an English car. He's often saying that I should go here and I go there because I really know where I'm going until it gets down to the nitty-gritty of what the actual address is. But I know how, and the last time I got myself stuck. I was driving to New York, as a matter of fact, to a talkers convention, and I spent 4 hours going around in a circle in some place in New York. I think I told you that story, actually. I was lost, and I kept trying to find my way, and I didn't have Waze at the time. I just had the thing in my car, and I just didn't know where to go. And I didn't know where to go.
Yeah, and that could really be an anxiety inducer.
Oh.
Ooh, you know, we talk about it. We talk about it like, well, that was a horrible. But when you're lost.
Yeah, neighborhoods in New York.
I don't like being lost anywhere. When I'm lost, that's one thing. I handle all kinds of pressure very well. I don't handle getting lost well, especially at night and especially in rural areas. Let's move up the chart. Number 9,
please.
We have the unfortunate death of pitcher Ray Halladay. Number 8, Mueller's Trump-Russia investigation, which is extremely important. At number 7, the Virginia-New Jersey governor races. At number 6, the Texas church massacre. And number five, sexual assault cases, and the latest in there, the Roy Moore allegations. At number four, we have the GOP tax reform plan. At number three, we have Donna Brazile's Clinton criticism. At number two, the North Korea rhetoric going on. And number one, Trump in China. The people on our survey, at number 10, Roy Halladay and Bob Costas. Rand Paul is at number 9. At number 8, Ralph Northam and Phil Murphy. Devin Kelly at 7. 6 is Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell. Number 5, Roy Moore, Kevin Spacey, Charlie Sheen, all tied. At number 4, Donna Brazile and Hillary Clinton. At number 3, Kim Jong-un. At number 2, Xi Jinping. And number 1, Donald Trump. And that's the story in a snapshot.
Our name vocabulary is changing. Kim Jong-un and Xi Jinping shows you the influence of Asia on what is going on in our everyday lives. Very interesting. Donald Trump and then the connection. All these people, my God, the stories around. We ought to talk about this in a second. We'll pause for a moment. Then when Michael and I come back, I want to take apart some of these accusations and what Michael thinks is the motivation for some of them. Are they all true? And if so, that's fine. If they aren't, then how does one who is charged clear his or her name, given the influence of the news media and talk media as well in these affairs? 13 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The ZipRecruiter folks want you to know, if you're running a business and you're short on time, and you're trying to find somebody in a huge stack of resumes that you think would be a good hire, you saw something somewhere, but you can't remember where it is, and you spend hours and hours and hours trying to find somebody that you want to hire. What if hiring could be easier, much more streamlined, and less time-consuming? Even when you're busy, you can still be smart about the way you hire and who you hire. So if you're hiring, quality hires are the people, those, when you get those people in that are really good, that's what saves your business. That's what keeps your business moving forward. So why would you want to waste your time, precious as it is? Why would you want to maybe hire somebody that's not the best when you have access to the best using ZipRecruiter.com? With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job over 100 of these web sites, the job boards, if you will, and you just have to click once and it goes everywhere. And boy, will you find the right candidate? They'll come a knocking. ZipRecruiter easily puts the smart matching technology to work. It's another benefit. So different are they than the other hiring sites because they don't depend on the candidate finding you. It finds them for you. So you want to get started here and not have to pay? Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by all these businesses, all sizes, shapes, and forms, all industries. Find the qualified job candidate you want. Get immediate results by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Why do you want ZipRecruiter.com/DJV? Because we've made a deal with ZipRecruiter for you to use their facility free the first time through. So get to the gate. Get the right employee. Be a smart employer. Use ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Free. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
The feeling of fall is in the air, which means it's time to pay extra attention to your skin. Beauty expert Cheryl Kramer K.
I'm loving Jergens Nourishing Honey, infused with orange blossom essence and honey, which has loads of antioxidants, plus antibacterial and anti-inflammatory properties, so it's soothing to the skin. Honey is also a natural humectant, so it pulls water from the air and delivers it to your skin to keep it hydrated and nourished all day long.
Pick it up at Walmart or Target for just $5.99.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
A Wisconsin hardware store owner could no longer stay in business, so he sold his building, liquidated his inventory, and closed up shop. Then he got a $510 fine for not having a permit to go out of business. Regulation fees and permits make it difficult enough to stay in business. But in Milwaukee, Boston, Albany, and hundreds of other cities, you also need a permit to close your business. They require an itemized inventory of all equipment and supplies every day the business is selling anything, along with a percentage of the revenue as a fee. A look through the lens of liberty reveals no legitimate reason for what one writer calls the sayonara tax. Businesses fail for various reasons, but do they really need government to drive the last nail in the coffin?
All regulations curtail freedom, but we can fix that. Find out how at lensofliberty.org.
16 past the hour, you're listening to the weekly talk radio review called the Talk Radio Countdown Show, courtesy of Michael Harrison and his staff at Talkers Magazine, putting together this list of important topics, important discussions. And so our job here is to go through the list and also talk about some of the things that may be ancillary to some of the items, and then the things that Michael feels passionately about. We dig apart. I think it's very interesting the fact that you love talk radio. Obviously your life is around talk radio, the sports talk radio, and the things that have been allowed. Let's spend a minute or two from your perspective, Michael, talking about what used to be and what isn't now, i.e., when people were told who are hired by radio stations and networks, do the most outrageous stuff you could do, get listeners any way you can. And then when things happen like this guy in Boston who said about Roy Halladay, who was out in some small plane taking a lot of chances, and he basically, you know, he made a mistake and he killed himself or was killed in an accident. And so this guy says he got what he deserved. That didn't go over too well. But you know as well as I do, we've been doing this a long time. Not just the program, but we've all, you and I have been on the air a long time, and we've all said stuff we were wishing we hadn't said after we said it. So is there no forgiveness anymore?
There's very little forgiveness. It's a really hard business right now because it's very corporate, and there are so many deals going on that management is afraid you'll say something that'll, you know, screw up the deal.
Get in way of the deal.
Get in way of a sale or a merger or anything of that nature. There's political correctness at a heightened sensitivity right now. There are organized groups that are basically machines out there conducting boycotts for harassing advertisers. It's not the same environment as it was back in the day when they said, be as outrageous as possible. We'll look the other way unless we don't. I have a whole, you know, I have a whole theory about that as well. But it is a medium in which you have to think fast, and it's based on spontaneity. So obviously people will mess up. I think context is very important. And if you have a history of being a bad boy or a bad girl, somebody that's purposefully contriving to push the envelope, they'll be a little less lenient on you than if you're, you know, somebody with a clean track record and you just happen to have a slip of the tongue or an ill-conceived idea. Mm-hmm. Then you're more likely to get a pass.
One of the things you were talking and alluding to, something that is on a lot of people's minds, it seems that the business becomes the news itself or the news of the business. The fact that a company called Entercom is taking over all of the CBS radio stations in a week. This is what has prompted some of the scrutiny here, because one of these stations was a CBS-owned station, I think. Mm-hmm. And you know, there's a whole to-do about it's funny what the public gets to know now, as there's a station in Boston, WBZ, that's been on the air forever. We all listened to it in the Boston area as kids because that was the place where you found rock music. Well, it became the news station, and they got 75 employees that were all going to get fired next week because they didn't work for the company that's taking over. And now the union's got just such a hissy fit about it, and they threatened other stations that the people who were taking the station over are now going to honor the contract, and those people won't go away. But it was really interesting how it all took place. Public input, which we'll talk about in a minute here, as the countdown continues.
Yeah.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, this week's overview of the hot hits in Talk Radio. Yes, the week of November 6th to the 10th. With Michael Harrison, I'm Doug Steffen, looking into the stories behind the stories. And I didn't want to get too inside there, Michael, but you're encouraged to comment because this is something that has been written. Those of you who follow the talk business through talkers.com have seen this story all week, all month, as a matter of fact, and longer than that, really, if you dig around the story of how CBS radio is going to go away because CBS corporate didn't want to own the radio stations anymore. They just want to own television. So they've sold off their it's basically in the business thought that CBS was the best company and always had that name. There's something when you work for CBS, I worked for them for a while. When you work for CBS, you have a different aura around you. Don't you agree?
Well, oh, there's no question. And CBS had that, and for many years, ABC and NBC had that. The
yes.
ABC radio. Right now, there still is a company in radio called ABC, and it's ABC News Radio. And there will still be CBS News Radio.
Yeah.
So those will remain. But as far as ownerships are concerned, there is no more NBC O&Os. O&O stands for owned and operated.
Right.
There are no more ABC O&Os. And now there are no more CBS O&Os. These deals sometimes are called mergers, where it's not really Entercom buying and taking over CBS. It's a merger. But
yeah.
Then the analysts look at them very carefully and try to figure out which is the merging company that is gobbling up the other one. In this case, it's Entercom with CBS. So it's really Entercom is taking over.
And Entercom, frankly, is the largest of all these companies, the healthiest and the one that is healthiest perhaps because they have, it's very interesting, they have all of the sports, they pretty much dominate sports talk radio and sports radio, sports play-by-play, that sort of thing. And they do it on a lot of AM radio stations still.
Yeah, sports radio is very popular. It's still going strong. It still has a future. But there are people that say that that might change because of changing demographics and the changing nature of media. Yeah. That people, you know, people might listen to sports programs on the device that also shows the action on the screen. You know, it'll all be TV shows. And the idea of audio-only sports might, some in terms of play-by-play, might become a thing of the past.
Yeah. Well, it's a very interesting landscape in which, but it's very reflective of what else is going on in society. We look at all these big companies. I was in Italy for the past 10 days, and there was a lot of German. I was in a place that's at the foot of the Alps that's very close to the border with Germany and France and Switzerland. And so there were a lot of these people that were around, and we were talking about Germany and World War II because it's a frame of reference that they still have in their minds, but most Americans don't know, for example, that two big German companies, Bayer Aspirin, Bayer the Bayer Company, which is big in agriculture and has just bought Monsanto, Bayer built all the camps. The Bayer Company, German company, built the camps, and Siemens, which is another huge German conglomerate now, they manufactured the gas that was used in the camps to exterminate the Jews. Lovely. And now the people have, well, the Germans haven't forgotten it. In fact, the fact that he had a conversation with me to remind me of that, it just kind of blew my mind.
Well, the sensitivity to the Holocaust in Germany is profound.
Yeah.
You know, you can't make jokes. You can't do any kind of Nazi, schtick.
Well, that's pretty appropriate no matter where you are, but...
But I mean, it's against the law there.
Yes, it is. Yeah, they're very, very, very sensitive and touchy about that, as well they ought to be, frankly. All right, so more food for thought as the Talk Radio Review continues, 28 past the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Returning into the fray, the discussions about what's going on in our world of conversation, our world being the world of News Talk Radio. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine with me. I'm Doug Steffen. We take time to go through and analyze some of the stories, the ramifications of these stories. And in Talkers Magazine, which is at talkers.com, there's a story about the stations that are doing sports this week. Mike Konoshin, who's been with you for a long time and has been in the business probably as long as we have, has an analysis that's interesting for those who are listening to this format. I think this is pretty compelling, actually. We were talking about sports talk on the radio before and that sort of thing and how popular it is. Why is it? I guess I wonder sometimes. We find the ratings in News Talk Radio to be very healthy right now because of all the issues. Is it just an outgrowth of that because sports is an indicator of what's real in the world, or is it because it isn't in the real world that people want to just get themselves their head out of the issues of the day?
I think that it's a great escape. It's a great escape. And you know, it's the only entertainment out there, in terms of mass appeal entertainment, where you really don't know what's going to happen. These reality shows that are supposedly reality shows are more unreal than shows that are scripted and completely fictitious. They're totally contrived. You can often figure out where the plot is going in a movie or in a TV series, but when you're watching a sporting event, you're watching something that is absolutely human, of course, unless it's fixed, and even then you don't know, but real sports, honest sports, there's a lot of emotion on the line. It's great entertainment. It's wonderful to look at, to become connected to. Nobody gets hurt in terms of, I mean, players get hurt and people that bet stupidly get hurt. But in the bigger picture, politics is much more dangerous than sports. And it's just a great escape.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that. And so here we still have that. The ability to capture people's imagination. And that's why I said this with a smile on my face, because we really do. using words to draw pictures and have people either have who have had a similar experience or whatever it is that you're telling, the frames of reference. And I look at our list that's published in Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, the list this week of the things that we've gone through and what it is that grabs people. There are the usual political folks who are happy to go after Donna Brazile, and not that she doesn't deserve it, in my opinion, because I've always thought she was as phony as a $3 bill. But, you know, these people get caught up, and that becomes part of the human drama. They get caught on their own words and deeds.
Yeah, one of the problems with politics in America today is that for many people, to a great degree, it is a spectator sport, and they don't realize that they're dealing with something that is flesh and blood, life and death, reality.
It's like a petri dish.
Yeah, but, you know, some people realize that we talk about politics because it is vital to our lives and well-being. Some people vote completely out of ignorance. They root for people out of ignorance. They bring the same level of ignorance to their spectation, if there's such a word, as they would to a sporting event. I mean, there are people that are root for teams because their grandfather and father did, because they like the uniforms, because it's the local team, because they like the personalities. That's not a reason to vote for anybody.
Well, is it the part that we miss often in discussions about the dumbing down of America? I just mentioned as an aside a few minutes ago that I was at a retreat in Italy for the last 10 days, and one of the things we were talking about was the substance of what Americans know or don't know, or what people in the world know or don't know, at the hands of the conspiratorialists who say the Bilderbergers, the trilateralists, the people who really control all the money, are interested in dumbing down the population so they'd be easier to control. And here they have not only the ease of controlling people's thoughts because they're doing a lousy job educating people, but also you got all these devices that are... I walked through the airport in Turin the other day, Michael, and there were four young ladies, probably 10, 12 years of age, who were standing in front of a screen, mesmerized, looking at a woman, a young woman, doing an advertisement and the way she was dressed and all that sort of thing. And I use that as an example of how this generation behind us, and maybe even behind that generation, has become so affixed to video. And what the you have every once in a while there's a movie that comes out where somebody who controls the media. Remember that James Bond flick with a guy who controlled the media and he was going to control the world? And people laughed and scoffed at it. I don't think that's far from reality.
Well, controlling the media is controlling people's thoughts, controlling reality.
Right.
So that's why it's very important that we are vigilant in our resistance to monopolies in media.
Mm-hmm.
And that and there is a huge tendency toward that today.
There's monopolistic thinking, which I think in part, like it or not, Donald Trump is president. Like him or not, he's there unless he really pulls a boner. And there are a lot of people who like to get rid of him and have wanted to get rid of him since before he was president. And they're using, or they're people that are in the news media and have used their power to, I mean, let's face it, the guy deserves a lot of scrutiny. But the pounding and day after day scrutiny of everything that he does and his family does, I think, is an abomination. I find it beyond the pale, frankly.
I just to balance out this discussion, the people that are doing the pounding find that Trump and his family are an abomination.
Well,
that's their motivation. So,
yeah. I'm not sure.
The abomination is on both sides. In this
I don't know that
battle.
I think it's. I think they're interested in control and power. They don't have it because Trump has discredited them, whether they deserve it or they don't deserve it. They're getting back at him, and I think that's really the motivation for a lot of it. Not all of it. And I don't say that you don't hear me saying that Trump doesn't deserve it, because I think he's really playing the hand badly that's been given to him. But having said that, I mean, I think this is I don't remember anything like this on either side in our lifetime. Do you?
Not this, no. Not within our lifetime. I mean, there have been versions of this in the past. There have been terrible battles between the press and politicians. There have been terrible battles between politicians that led to duels, to murder, to fistfights.
Right.
So I'm not going to say that this is the worst it's ever been. You know, people ask me, somebody asked me the other day at a conference, Are we more polarized as a society today than ever before in American history? And of course, the answer is not. We once had a civil war, and are these the most dangerous times in the world? In your opinion? No, I think Hitler marching across Poland and France and Europe and gassing people was pretty damn scary.
Yep.
You have to have a knowledge of history to be able to put the present events into context as to what is, standard operational procedure for the human species and what really is a scary diversion into a dark path. And I think that we're just rolling along as we always have, with one foot in heaven and one foot in hell. That's the way it is.
Remember West Virginia? No, that was John Denver's son.
Well, I mean, so much of how you view the world is reflective. You know, I talk about John Denver and, Rocky Mountain High. So much of how you view the world, whether you're a liberal or a conservative, is based on your own state of mind.
Yep.
Do you want to look at the dark side and the scary side, the conspiracies? You know, you say the Bilderbergers and the Trilateralists and all that. I part company with you on that. I think that we all are dangerous to a certain degree. Any group of people, any organization, whether it's government, religion, civic, social clubs.
Finally, have gotten to the core of why I do this. I've been doing this for so long because I want to take over the world.
You do in a certain way, but you're reasonable enough to know you won't. So that forces you to be humble.
That's right.
Humble. I mean, what was it? Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Oh yeah. That 1984 or which one was it?
Now that goes back to Shakespeare, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, but wasn't that? That's maybe I'm confusing it with all pigs are created equal.
Now you're talking about Orwell.
Pigs, yeah, pigs are more equal than others. Yeah.
Right.
All right.
Lovely.
Go ahead. Which pig takes over here? All right. 44 past the hour. Talk radio review. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen. Lately, I have noticed that I have a problem, Michael.
Uh-oh.
With my knee. I'm getting, my mobility is being challenged by some things that are not as strong as I would like them to be. So I began taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity Products. Made a lot of difference. The twinges in my joints are gone. I'm back to being able to run and lift and do things that I haven't been able to do for a couple of months because I got onto Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. It combines krill oil with fish oil and CoQ10. This is just a little capsule, not one of these big things. You see a lot of the fish oil around, these huge capsules. No, this is a small capsule that when you put it into your body will be assimilated easily. Your joints, it is great for you. A lot of health benefits. This is a way for me to introduce you with the information. But the best part of this is I can tell you about a free bottle that's available to you right now of Krill Omega Plus with CoQ10. Call 800-355-1493. Do it right now while you're thinking about it. There are operators always all around the clock, and you may be hearing this program at different times. Doesn't make any difference what time you hear it. Take action. Take advantage of this situation right now. 800-355-1493. You heard me right. Free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 when you call 800-355-1493. You pay a couple of bucks in shipping. That's it. Free bottle on its way to you. Do it now. If you know nothing else, it's something free. So get it while the supplies last. It's 800-355-1493. Dial that number now. Talk radio review with a focus on some of these names are world renowned, shall we say, whether they came up just this week and become household names. It doesn't happen in just a week, but there are some interesting names on this list. Bob Costas and Roy Halladay tied at number 10. Rand Paul and the incident that took place at his home with his neighbor, that's the focus on his name and story, number 9. Let's see here. There are a whole bunch of all the people associated with the sex scandals, Roy Moore, Kevin Spacey, Charlie Sheen. You can just go on and on with that list. Number 6, Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell sort of tied together. Donna Brazile and Hillary Clinton are on this list this week, as is Kim Jong-un. and Xi Jinping, do I pronounce that correctly? I think it's close enough, president of China, and Donald Trump in the number one position, as is usually the case. That's where it all stops there, right? And I stop now because I'm out of time. Doug Steffen here on the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I want to introduce you to a remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies. To say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies every day. The cost to you, 22 cents per serving. The Balance of Nature Fruit and Veggies products help boost the immune system, up 720% if you do this every day. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies. Boost your immune system. You heard me right. What an amazing product. Give yourself better overall health. Go online to balanceofnature.com. Make sure you use the code DJV, and you'll get a free month supply using that code. You heard right. A free month. The code is DJV. The product is Balance of Nature. Go to balanceofnature.com for a free month supply using code DJV. Experience it for yourself. Balanceofnature.com.
This report is brought to you by Applebee's. For the 10th year in a row, Applebee's restaurants will honor U.S. veterans and active duty military with a complimentary dine-in meal at any one of nearly 1,800 Applebee's restaurants nationwide on Veterans Day. Applebee's has donated more than 8.3 million free meals to veterans and active duty military since beginning the program in 2008, and Applebee's restaurants nationwide expect to serve nearly 1 million more free meals this Veterans Day. On Saturday, November 11th, any guest with proof of military service will receive a free meal from a special Veterans Day menu featuring 7 of Applebee's signature dishes, including the American Standard Burger, Fiesta Lime Chicken, and Butcher's Meat and Potatoes. This annual event is just one of the many ways that Applebee's franchisees nationwide honor our American heroes and give back to their communities. To learn more about how your local Applebee's supports veterans year-round, or to view the full Veterans Day menu, visit applebees.com/veterans.
Staples knows you can't afford to have your business slow down over the holidays. New customers aren't delivered down your chimney. You won't find new accounts in your stocking. No, just because it's the holidays doesn't mean you can stop marketing your company. So promote your business with eye-catching print materials, like presentations, brochures, postcards, and promotional products from Staples. And now save 20% off print and marketing services orders of $50 or more. Sounds like you got at least one thing on your holiday list. Staples. It's pro time. Exclusions apply. Ends 12/2/17.
All right, let's get back to it here. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, the charts. I'm looking at this list of people, Roy Moore, Kevin Spacey, Charlie Sheen. It starts with Weinstein, but there are more and more on this list every day. People who have been sexually assaulted, people who are doing it. What's the danger here in going too far with some of these suggestions? I wonder, out loud, on the air, whether all of them are legit. What's the danger here, Mike?
Well, I mean, come on. All accusations are not necessarily legit. That's why we have that saying, you know, you're innocent until proven guilty. In some countries,
well, but in this case, these people, you know, Weinstein's done. For all practical purposes, Kevin Spacey's career is over. Finished.
Well, because it's clearly apparent, especially when they admit it, that they're guilty. Mm. Their career should be over. What they did was terrible. Assaulting people on the set, raping people.
Yeah.
Come on. But if you get it to a point where there are opportunists who will be alone with a millionaire in an elevator and claim that they were assaulted, you know, of course there are cameras everywhere. But the point is, it's common sense. Common sense is there's going to be a percentage of false accusations. There always are. This is what the whole Justice Department is about, the whole justice system, to protect people from false accusation. But most of these, and I would say at this point all of these, are probably true.
Mm. Yeah. Well,
I mean, you know, are you saying otherwise? You think that Bill Cosby is innocent? You think that Cosby...
It started with him. No. I'm not saying that. I think, though, that there are some people who come forward with these old accusations from 40 years ago, and I wonder what motivates them.
What's motivating them is the whole Me Too movement to finally come out and say it. Yeah, people walk around with this. It eats them up over their whole life.
But would you not agree that some of them will be opportunists? Not all of them, not even most of them, but some. And that's why you got to give people the benefit of the doubt for the most part, unless they admit
to it. Got to be careful to avoid lynchings, definitely.
Yeah, okay. That's what I wondered about. Michael Harrison, who is the sharp thinker here, responsible for these lists, all kinds of things that are great for your review at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour, the countdown.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now it's time to continue with our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio with an appearance by Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is a college professor, teaches here in the Boston area at Bentley University. He's also the country's leading expert on scams. Check out his website. Very helpful to people. No matter where you are, what's your status in life, you're going to get slammed. You're going to get scammed one way or another. So this website is dedicated to helping people understand how to work their way through some of these scams. And so it's a good, if like by your telephone, you got a few notes on places you can go for help, scamaside.com is a place to go. All right. The reason Steve is here is to comment on some of the legal aspects of items that have been discerned by the folks at Talkers Magazine to be in the top 10. The sexual assault cases, probably best place to go. Maybe we don't talk about anything else after we get to that focus, all these people and the names of folks who may or may not have. So we were talking earlier, Steve, about what happens to people who get charged with these things that are not guilty, because the inference certainly is when the name pops up, the news media, and there are certain cases, certainly Kevin Spacey is one of them. You can imagine Charlie Sheen, you know, you can use your imagination and figure that might work, and Weinstein and these others, the politicians and stuff, but you know, at some point, there's going to be somebody who's accused of stuff that's not guilty, and yet his or her life will be ruined by the inferences from the news media.
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting because that was what immediately came to my mind as well. And here's one an interesting aspect, and I think with Louis C.K. that was one, I had not heard, you know, the rumors. You know, I had heard rumors about Bill Cosby, certainly had heard rumors about Weinstein, but I'd never heard the rumors about Louis C.K., and I was wondering, again, is this something, you know, what are the sources? And the media has a great responsibility, but it has great protection. And so when the media reports on a public figure or a politician, they are allowed to totally make mistakes. They can print what amounts to be libel and lies, so long as they are not purposely lying or show a reckless disregard for the truth. And, you know, proving this is really, really difficult. And as you say, there are situations where you can have someone against whom these charges are alleged. It can be a he said, she said. There may not be corroborating evidence. And lives can be ruined just because someone is trying to get at someone. Now, the stories that I've seen so far, I don't know enough about the backup evidence in the case of Roy Moore. But when you're looking at Kevin Spacey, when you're looking at Charlie Sheen, when you're looking at Weinstein, these are all ones that, and unfortunately Louis C.K., where there seems to be a lot of good supporting evidence, but it does show you the power of the press.
Sure does. All right, so there's that. Then the Texas Church Massacre, which is number 6 on the countdown this week. Guns. I was in Italy for a week or so, and some of my I was in a place that was close to the German border, Swiss border, and French border, and so a lot of the people at this particular retreat were from those countries. And the German guy came up, the Swiss guy actually was the most vocal about guns in America, and we had this discussion on and on and on, but this one really, I don't know who stands up and takes the fall here. This guy had no business having a gun. Look at all of the things in his rap sheet that would show you that he shouldn't have been within 100 miles of a gun.
Yeah, forget about the fact that we should absolutely have regulations against assault weapons. I found it interesting because you could say, oh, you're soft on weapons and going for gun control. Well, when Seth Moulton, who is a congressman from Massachusetts, stepped up not long ago on the floor of Congress, he's a very, very decorated Iraq war veteran, served multiple tours there. He said, I've shot these assault weapons. There is absolutely no reason for a civilian to have one of these assault weapons. And that's what makes these mass murders mass murders. I mean, I was hearing some of the amount of bullets that were shot in this. That should be a regulation. But beyond that, you say they've already shown they dropped the ball because this guy was court-martialed, and his court-martial should have been entered into records. We're even under records now. He shouldn't have been able to buy any gun.
Yep.
And the military dropped the ball on that.
Yep. All right. So there's a couple of times we got into things. Remember Steve's website, scamaside.com. Stephen J.J. Wiseman with comments on the legal aspects of some of the top stories on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.